just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We had a few technical problems, but we'll handle them. So what do you do? What is a person to do? Well, the first thing is to just opt out. Don't even show up. But let's just say you do show up and you're confronted with this form. It's reasonable to give your name, your first and last name. And quite honestly, I would say even a year of birth, and just leave it at that. And if you're paying cash, that's really all the email, all the information that's needed. And I can tell you here in Panama, you can go see a doctor and get treated and everything, and give out only your first name. Why? You pay at that point. There's no need for skip tracing, and it's very straightforward. It eliminates all this other stuff. The responsible party, next of kin, nobody gets that information. Preferred pharmacy. Again, this is just more tracking information. But the real deal here is when you start giving out the brand of tobacco you smoke, the type of liquor you drink, whether you drink chocolate, soda, coffee, tea, or take tablets for caffeine. You know, this is just simply marketing information. And this, no one should answer those questions. You know, tobacco, either you use it or you don't. Alcohol, you use it or you don't. Caffeine, you use it or you don't. And again, if you have a condition that's not related to tobacco use, even if you use tobacco, then the tobacco use is irrelevant. And so the thing you do is exercise discretion. And this blanket consent, forget it. Forget it. Don't even, you can just rewrite this and say, I will pay for charges I consent to. Leave it at that. I'll pay for charges I consent to. And tell them. They need to tell you what it's going to cost before they do it. And then you can say yes. But no, you're not going to show up for a $35 office visit and then walk out with a bill for $5,000. It doesn't work that way. It's like no one gets a blank check. So you have to assert your adult rights. But this is definitely a gullibility test. I mean, if you'll fill this out, you know, fill in all the blanks here and sign your name, you got troubles. Things are not going to go well for you. This is this is basically standing up, raising your hand, and say, I'm a victim. Come here. Take me. So once you fill out a form like this, you have definitely signed up for the double cross, triple cross, and quadruple cross. And the thing to realize is the absolute total and complete danger of having a record that is this inaccurate and carrying it with you wherever you go the rest of your life. Okay, time for questions. Our number is, I believe, 800-313-9443. That's not correct, my engineer will tell me. All right, let's take a look at the chat room. We've got lots of activity in the chat room. It's just crazy how it's safer to find rogue doctors or nurses working quietly in some back alley or warehouse space or garage, cash only, than to check into a state-funded resort-looking hospital that leaves you with a paper trail of documentation and tests you will never be able to pay for. Exactly. However, the problem is these so-called rogue doctors have to keep a license, and so as well this rogue nurse. So what you'll find is they now call them boutique practices, where the doctors accept cash only. And sometimes their prices may appear high, like $100 or $200. But when you think that that's the end of it, in other words, you don't need to get the tests, none of the other stuff, it actually ends up being a lot cheaper. Adult rights. Dr. Daniels, is this adult rights as opposed to a child of the state? Absolutely. But again, this is an easy one because all you're doing is asserting your rights as an adult in the face of a doctor. So you're not going up against the government. It's not, you know, this is a small one that a small step that most anybody can take. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I think the most dangerous people are the good-hearted people who support causes they don't understand and they don't realize how dangerous and corrupt these causes really are. For example, Hollywood is filled with both corrupt and good-hearted people getting others to donate to causes like different diseases and stuff. Yes, exactly. And many people are very good-hearted. Like my mother, you know, God bless her, she thinks that, you know, health insurance is a great thing, and she's just happy she had it. And she thinks that all of her colleagues are dying and disabled because they didn't have the proper insurance, and she did. Never mind she's taking turpentine vitality capsules and not eating hospital food when she ends up in the hospital. So there's a lot more to sickness and healing. And the actual medical care one receives is generally quite irrelevant. As we reviewed with the form, most of the questions that are asked simply have nothing to do with the person's medical condition. So Dr. Daniels, I heard you say that a recent show that vitality capsules have blood-thinning properties. Would that be a problem for someone with anemia? No, it hasn't been in the past. The people with anemia have not had a problem with the vitality capsules. Dr. Daniels, how does the topic of this show fit in with the WikiLeaks announcement this week? I don't know what the WikiLeaks announcement was. If you could copy and paste that, maybe I could give you some help with that. Okay. Hey, Dr. Daniels, as an MBA, as a doctor and MBA, can a person get and maintain a commercial driver's license? I personally don't have one. Possibly with a waiver without having a primary doctor seeing, having insurance. Again, you're in the United States. You're not in Panama. If it was Panama, you could just go to the doctor's office, pay a fee, and you know get your papers completed. So you have to work with the environment you have. I've been out of work for a while due to health and psychological issues, and so many of these decent-paying jobs require highly regulated licenses, requiring a background in medical checks, doctor's reports, and so on. Any thoughts about these decent-paying jobs or easy self-owned businesses that aren't highly regulated? Exactly. You have to look for unlicensed work. And they won't tell you, but unlicensed work pays a lot more than licensed work. So look for unlicensed work for sure. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I just heard the news from Vice President Biden that cancer will change as we know it. Do you think the medical industrial complex is getting ready to change the name of cancer, increase deaths by cancer? What are your thoughts on Biden's moonshot project? I'm not a specialist in the moonshot, so I have to pass on that. However, the fact that a political leader can say cancer will change as we know it means that the medical industrial complex is taking its orders from the government. The medical industrial complex, your doctor included, is simply an arm of the government. That's it. It's a government agent. And with the form that we went over tonight and the information that they ask, those are the questions a government agent would ask. Dr. Daniels, I think that once anyone follows the instructions of the medical industrial complex or agrees to take their medications, the blame is on them. That is true. That is true. It's, you know, each person has a belly up to the bar and, you know, put on their big boy pants and say, I'm an adult. I've agreed to take this medication. And by golly, if I drop dead, it's my fault, not anybody else's. That's correct. The present malpractice system as it stands is just a fig leaf, a false assurance that there will be a retribution when really there is not. Would Vitality Capsules be okay for someone with low platelets? I don't know. It depends on how low. So if say your platelets are, say, over 100, for sure they'd be fine. What is the best way to get rid of severe eczema? Eczema, severe eczema, is generally a part of it's a dietary issue. So you've got to take a look at your diet and get rid of it. The biggest offender is milk, dairy, cheese. However, there can be other things in your diet. Best next step for that would be a discovery session. You can go to vitalitycapsules.com and click on discovery session. Okay. Dr. Daniels, will it be a natural remedy for inguinal hernia? I've heard that comfrey applied externally as a poultice will help. It might, but my experience has been that I've worked with people who their inguinal hernias have gone away just by, you know, cleansing and eating and following the Candida Cleaner protocol. Very interesting. Okay. Okay, that's by 1,000. I take 1,000 milligrams of milk thistle for liver detox. How will I know when to stop taking it? Well, 1,000 milligrams of milk thistle is not exactly a therapeutic dose. Usually, I recommend 5,000 milligrams a day. And I'm not sure what the problem is, but I think the best thing is to go by your symptoms. Dr. Daniels, can you have your mom on the show? No, we will not be having mom on the show. Okay. I'm not sure what the WikiLeaks announcement was today. All right, the most dangerous people are great. All right. All right, so we have some conspiracy speculation here. Okay, question for Dr. Daniels. This is interesting. It would be a good thing for the world at large, however unprofessional it might be, if medical men were required by law to write out in full the ingredients and names of their prescriptions. So I just like to say that is now the case. With these electronic medical records, the full name of the medications are written out with no abbreviations. In fact, looking at my mother's medical record, it's amazing. It is in total English. What this means then is the manager's demand to know and be able to decode what is going on so they can squeeze more profit out of it. Dr. Daniels, I think that we will all die. We just don't have to die under their care. That's correct. So you don't have to have the $20,000 or really the $200,000 send-off with your death being accelerated or hastened by your medical care. And that's really what the tragedy is. The tragedy is that the medical industrial complex once you've signed this consent form that I previously reviewed, they simply lay claim to your whole estate, and their claim is primary, and your heirs get basically nothing. Okay, so someone in the chat room mentioned that there are doctors who get lots of money from drug companies. And that is the case, that drug companies do pay doctors money directly. However, what we're talking about tonight is the insurance companies teasing the doctor by saying, hey, in exchange for you gathering and giving to us all this private patient information, we will pay you. And then, of course, they stiff the doctor and don't pay the doctor. And so other doctors, of course, freelance a bit and say, well, let me see if I can't get money from drug companies or get money from hospitals or other sources. And this is why it's so important to pay your doctor cash and keep the insurance totally out of the loop. Because if you have insurance in the loop, then you have all this misrepresentation going on. You have the doctor telling the insurance company lies. You have the insurance selling your information. It's just endless. And ultimately, it all comes back on you with a corrupted database, an inaccurate information base on which future therapy is based. Okay. Okay. Dr. Downs, I need to take some time to try and really understand this stuff. Finding patterns in corrupted data. Okay, let me help you find some patterns in this corrupted data. So if you want to find patterns in the corrupted data, you're going to find a pattern. The pattern to find is that the diagnoses that insurance companies pay for most often and most generously are going to be the ones that will be listed. And, for example, my sister's death certificate, heart attack, was listed as the cause of death because that's the diagnosis it's paid for. And what causes a heart attack? Why, hypertension, of course, and elevated lipids. And so the death certificate was just a total fiction. As everybody knows, she went to the hospital because she had a cold, and the cold wasn't getting better. So how does that turn out to be a heart attack? You know, but what you will find is the most highly reimbursed diagnosis is what ends up on the chart and on the death certificate. Okay. Does high cholesterol prevent or delay Alzheimer's? Neither. It's nothing. You know, the high cholesterol has no correlation even with heart disease. Okay. Dr. Dennis, is it true that if doctors can show that they're selling a product, they get a little bonus from the companies? And that's why you might get magazines you didn't order, because the sender needs to show that you're getting ads in large numbers. This is very interesting. So I had a medical practice, and my medical practice was basically cash. And so what happened was magazines, they would send all these magazines to my office. I mean, I had everything. I had Tasty Home magazine. I had the Country Woman magazine. I had O magazine. All kinds of magazines I had at the office. What happened is that I put these magazines in my office, and my patients would pull out the thing in the magazine and fill it out, and I don't know, they send it in. Maybe they'd get a free magazine too. But what they found was my waiting room was an incredibly responsive group.
If you're home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. I'd like to remind people to visit our sponsor, VitalityCapsules.com, and get your free report, the updated version 2.0 of the Candida Cleaner, which gives you instructions on how to safeguard your health, in fact, even how to regain it. So that's VitalityCapsules.com, your free report, the Candida Cleaner version 2.0, everything you ever want to know about turpentine. Okay, back to our questions. Okay. So we have condolences. Thank you very much. Okay, so I was talking about these magazines. So in my lobby, people must have been tearing out these things in the magazines and sending them in for these various offers. And so literally, the office was deluged with magazines. We had to constantly throw them out. We got so many. In fact, we told patients, look, you can take them home. It's no problem. But yes, the doctor's office is a focus for intense marketing. And it's almost impossible to conduct any health care. And that's why a lot of doctors started banning drug reps, because there were more drug rep visits than there were patient visits. Dr. Daniels, I think that if before you even get into the examination room, you're showed the focus here has nothing to do with your health, for heaven's sakes, run. Yes, one way of looking at it. Trump Care and Obamacare, healthcare is marketing. Actually, that's the only thing it is. And, you know, for me, that was a very shocking disappointment, especially now that I'm working online, I'm studying marketing. I'm like, oh, my God, this is what they do in medicine. This is what they're doing to the patient. And so you have the upsells, downsells, cross-sells. It's incredible. And it's word for word exactly what they're doing in medical care. And, you know, as doctors, they say, well, you know, you need to pay attention to the marketing like they do in businesses. No, 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 no. Other businesses, they can learn a lot from healthcare and the way healthcare is actually marketed. Okay. Oh, Dr. Downs, they're selling the names to marketers. Selling the names? If it was just the names they were selling, there'd be no problem here. The problem is the whole friggin' record is being sold. The problem is enough information literally to impersonate, target, enter a conversation with, deceive. All, you know, it's a lot of information being sold here, not just a name. Okay. Dear Dr. Downers, thank you very much. I did not even know these things happened. Yep. A friend said that in the 70s, the Mayo Clinic had a poster that said, if you smoke Cools, we can't help you. But if you smoke another brand of cigarette, there's possibilities. Interesting. Okay, this is interesting. So this person says, we have our ethical expert here from like Dr. Kaplan looks like. And he says, is it ethical to use anencephalic newborns for organ donation? In other words, that would be newborns born without a brain. A pregnant woman wants to offer her newborn, unborn baby to be used as a potential organ donor. Many professionals question the ethics of the action. Actually, this is just simply very similar to people offering their bodies for science. And the deal is this. A lot of organs are being stolen from people, you know, and so why not let a person make a voluntary contribution? Now, the other thing, too, is if the baby's anencephalic, why not? You know, what point, the question is, at what point would the organs be taken? And one answer would be, why not take the organs at the point of death, you know, or very close to death? You know, let the baby have a few days of living.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com. If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe take away my name. Fever, lay your hands on me.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we are answering questions, and the call number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Okay, so the question is it ethical to use anencephalic newborns for organ donation? Another question here, really, is a pregnant woman wants to offer her unborn baby to be used as a potential organ donor. And so I guess the real question is, does a mother have the authority to offer her baby as an organ donor? I think the answer would be, as with any organ donor, once the baby is deceased, then that would be appropriate. Because the thing is, let's say this lady can offer her anencephalic newborn as an organ donor, then a lady could offer maybe a Down syndrome baby or a baby with different other anomalies for organ donation. You know, it's kind of a slippery slope you're entering. And so you should just simply leave it on a even keel, which is, you know, when the individual is deceased, then their organs are available. But what's actually happened, you know, who knows what the government is going to decide. That's, you know, or what society is going to decide. So Dr. Nance, it's tricky to raise anyone to be honest these days because society itself, the school system, the monetary system, and politicians and healthcare is based on the fundamentals of dishonesty. Correct. However, one can homeschool that eliminates the school system and not interface with the healthcare system. Those are simple. And most kids don't have any interaction with money until they're at least their basic morals are developed. So as a parent, one way to get around this dishonesty is to not interface with the healthcare system or the school system. And I think the school system is K through 12, and then there's the bachelor's degree and then beyond. But there's the main goal of the educational process is to create an individual that can be easily purchased, easily influenced. Okay. So, Dr. Daniels, are the privileges they're offering in my best interest? You mean privileges, for example, like access to healthcare? Probably not. Now I wonder if getting people to fight for the right to read and write was even a trick. I think so. I have a sister. One sister is deceased. The other sister is alive, and they're twins. And they're both diagnosed at birth as being mentally retarded, yet the one sister taught herself to read by the time she was 7. And she, to this day, is a voracious reader. So the idea that you need someone else to teach you to read is, you know, other things you need, maybe like surround the kid by books. Okay, the smart person. All right. So, Dr. Dance, I think a smart person would not even agree to answer these questions in the first place or even set up the appointment. Well, I think that's certainly a judgment call. It's definitely an option. That's one I would, I certainly access that option. I have to say, my husband went to the hospital. He decided he wanted to go to the hospital. They just wrote his name at the top of the sheet and picked up his little identification card, started filling in the blanks, and that was it. There was no need to ask a whole lot of questions. So, Dr. Daniels, people will usually answer those absurd questions out of pride for their descendants, not realizing the only purpose of the questions in the first place was to be used against them at a later date. Yep, that's right. Oh, the Bernays. Okay. Okay. So this person said, Dr. Daniels, what if you write all rights reserved below your signature? That's interesting. So when you say all rights reserved, that means you have the right in the future to change the answers to those questions. That does not protect you from the primary issue, which is that this information is being disclosed far and wide. That is a problem. And so when you go to a doctor's office, you fill out a form like this, put all this incredibly personal information on it, and then say to the doctor, you can release this to anyone, to any insurance company or anyone representing an insurance company. Then you have to ask, do you have a reasonable expectation of privacy, having signed such a blanket release like that? Dr. Dance, I'm going to sign with my knuckle from now on. Dr. Dance, I think that soon these forums will start asking for other email addresses. You don't need to put two and two together for that. I signed the screen. Okay. I remember answering all those questions about cancer in the family. Yeah, that's right. Maybe the doctor's vision was blurry, yes, in this study. Correct. Again, the fact that some symptoms were underreported and others were overreported suggests that there's a willful pattern there that's affecting all the doctors. And basically what's affecting all the doctors is the reimbursement pattern and the reimbursement criteria of the insurance companies. Now, a lot of doctors are not self-employed. They're employed by a clinic. And a lot of times the clinic itself has certain requirements in terms of diagnoses and putting things in the record. And this has a huge, huge influence. A fellow reported a bad dream. The nurse noted hallucinating. He caught that and insisted she correct the records. Exactly. So hallucinating definitely gets more reimbursement than a bad dream. And so this person says, you know what? Fixing the records like that might help. But once you walk through the door, you're already screwed. Along with a license to kill, your doctor also has a license to lie or fabricate at a later date if need be. And no matter how good your evidence is, you will never be able to go against the insurance industry, no matter how good your evidence is. Well, exactly, because the evidence is, of course, the medical record, and the patient does not get to create the medical record. People who still go to doctors need to take along a voice recorder, at least a notebook, and keep their own record of the visit. Well, technology, of course, is taking care of that. Now you have Google Glass and you have Snapchat lenses. And literally, people can take video and audio recordings without being detected. And so that technology is already here. And most smartphones now will do that. Okay, so that is today's show, big piece of it. Oh, Bill in Wisconsin. Hi, Bill, how are you?
Yeah, Diane, am I on?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I heard a speaker once on the organ donations.
Right.
That organs cannot be taken from a dead person, that the person has to still be alive. And I would assume the same thing for an infant. And I would agree with you.
They have different definitions, though, of dead, and that's what has happened. So because of what you said, the medical industrial complex has proliferated different definitions of dead. Like brain dead, for example, that person is still alive, but the brain activity is diminished or not present. So now they have several different definitions of dead, which allows them to take organs from living people.
Well, we don't want to trust them for anything else. Why would we do that? Have there been people that have been declared brain dead or in a coma and have come back?
Oh, yes, there have.
Sure. Well, then I would say I wouldn't ever give them the authority under any circumstances for organ donation. The other
correct.
Thing,
the only way to rescind that, because the government has given them the authority, is for you personally to decide that you will not be an organ donor.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. The other question I have is, what is the signs of lymphoma?
Signs of lymphoma are basically weakness, tiredness, and easy getting infected easily. And so the doctor would detect it actually pretty quickly by just a blood test.
Okay, blood test, that's it. Huh?
I mean, they're going to want to do a bone marrow biopsy, but the blood test usually tells the story.
Okay. All right, thank you, doctor.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, let's take a look and see. Okay. Yeah, let's see if we have more questions. Okay. So that is really it for the questions tonight. So I just want to tell people to definitely be sure to stop by vitalitycapsules.com and check out the Candida Cleaner Report. It's absolutely awesome, real eye-opener, and it's really been helping out a lot of people, and it's free at the site. So vitalitycapsules.com, Candida Cleaner version 2.0, it has been updated. We've cut out all that heavy fruit eating and reduced it to just one piece a day, and there's a special, so the diet is much easier to follow, so more cooked food and other options. Okay, let's see. All right, I think that we have pretty much checked out all the questions. Let me go down here and say first aid procedure from right. That's right. Say, Dr. Daniels, that's why they changed the first aid procedures from ABC to airway, breathing, and circulation to just chest compressions. They don't want to save you. They just want to save your organs to resell. Yep, that's right. Because if you establish an airway, a lot of people who appear to be dead will come back to life just by establishing an airway and getting them to breathe. And before that, what they used to do back in the 60s, they used to use smelling salts. You take the smelling salts and crush it under the person's nose. It's such a stimulant, it jolts them, and literally jolts them back to life. So there's all kinds of things that they used to do in the old days that got great results that they just simply stopped doing. And now the organ transplant business is just so huge that you have people who don't need organs getting organs from people who aren't even dead yet. And it's the whole thing is just very sad and very atrocious. And look, this poor lady, I'm sure she wants something good to come of her baby who doesn't have a brain. But the problem is that in her ear to do good, you know, she's taking organs from her living baby and giving them to people who may not actually need an organ. Or maybe all I need to do is change her diet. So there's a lot of misinformation and inaccuracy out there. And if you take a look at the inaccuracy of the health records that I've just shared with you, and you extrapolate that to people who need organs, you can see there's a fair amount of inaccuracy there. Okay. You see that? Yeah, okay. Just take the... they just take the organs, yes. So I think it's more of a grassroots thing. People are going to have to understand. are going to have to understand that they have to individually take action on their own. If you don't believe in this organ donation stuff, you think it's wrong, then make it known that you don't want to be a donor. And, you know, that's the place to start. Dr. Daniels, is a signature even necessary for the doctors to share the information? It absolutely is. And first of all, you have to give it to them for them to share it. So what you can do is not give the information up. You don't need to hand out your next of kin. You don't need to turn over who finances you. You're like, who do you talk to when you need extra money? That's really none of the doctor's business. You know, if you have a bill you can't pay, then you can go make the calls to your relatives and friends and raise money and pay it. But the problem is they've got you signing this blank check to pay any and all bills when you don't even know what the amount is. It may turn out that the amount of the bill they plan to hand you is more than you could ever hope to pay, but you'll never know that. And this is why people who don't have insurance actually don't go bankrupt as often from medical bills. It's because they say, look, I don't have any insurance. You can tell me what this costs. And if I can't pay it, then I'm going to tell you I can't pay it, and we won't proceed. And so it's actually people who do have insurance that end up getting bankrupt because of medical costs, because they agree to all this stuff thinking their insurance is going to pay, and it doesn't.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have Pat in Fort Worth. Hi, Pat.
Hi, I have a big beef with the medical profession. They will not test people for blood sugar, and people find it are by doing random ones at 400, dinner at 400. You know, and I tell you what, I wonder if they just know that all these things they're giving people is causing the diabetes, and they don't care. And they call it insulin resistance now, diabetes too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's interesting. And they came in and gave my husband insulin when he was in ICU under sedation for heart failure. And is that the way they do things like that? I've never heard of that.
Well, was he diabetic?
No. I mean, nobody's ever, they won't test them. I mean, they don't test people anymore. If you try to get like a 3-hour or 4-hour glucose tolerance, they look at you like you're nuts.
Yeah, they don't do that. They don't use that test so much anymore. But the intensive care unit is a very dangerous place in the hospital. It's a very high death rate due to the procedures that are performed, not so much even from the condition of the patients. So, you know, it's a dangerous place.
Let him go. You know, let him go. I said, forget it. You're looking at the most pro-life person in town. Forget it. No way. He's fine now. He's better than I am.
Oh, they want you to let them go ahead and kill him.
Oh, yeah. They said the chaplain in, he said, well, if you had two dogs and one was bad off and the other one wasn't, and you had just a mouth, I said, my husband's not a dead dog. Don't talk to me about that.
Right.
Oh, I just wonder, I just wonder how you felt.
Well, the accuracy of the diagnosis in medicine is very small. It's like less than 10%. And so the doctor is making a pronouncement of things one way or another. You know, it's reasonable not to put much weight in that.
Well, they sent him back 2 weeks because I told him he wasn't digesting that stuff they were giving him. He was burping it up and they didn't want it coming back in his lungs. And I went in there and they had his bed down at a 45-degree angle trying to pull him up on the bed and easier. And
And he can aspirate like that.
Yes, he did. He went back on the respirator for 2 weeks.
Right.
Yep. I did a lot of screaming around that place. Two patients got up and left ICU. I think it probably saved their life.
I think so, yes. Like I said, it's a very dangerous place. In fact, it's about the most dangerous place in the hospital.
I had to get everybody praying for that one, that particular hospital anyway, I'm telling you. But I'm not saying that, you know, the doctors are at fault, but if you say, why don't you just give him vitamin C? He's not getting well. He has a little scrape that are not getting well. Well, it's just anecdotal that it does any good. I said, you show me. I said, doctor, you're the doctor. Go on the internet and look, okay? And they did. My son said, doctor, please. She's done everything you want. Would you just do her? And he did 1,000 units 3 times a day, and he started getting well.
Yep.
He had 5 antibiotics going at one time, and I think he got it in the hospital, pneumonia.
Oh, the infection, yeah. It's certainly a place to go if you want to get an infection.
I know. Okay. I just put that out there since you had a minute.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I saw you there. We're done. I think that's it. So we'll see you next week, and as always, think happens.
I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.